Lesson 9. And the purpose of Lesson 9?
The purpose of Lesson 9 is to add some more consonant sounds, the letter P, the letter R, the letters V, Y, and Z. And once the student learns those consonant sounds, the student will have learned all of the consonants with the short A. The sound of the letter P is P. The sound of the letter R is R. The sound of the letter V is V. The sound of the letter Y is Y. And the sound of the letter Z is Z. So when they complete this, they will have learned all of the consonants in the alphabet with the short A.
Let's read through Lesson 9. The sound of the letter P is P. And we'll read down the column. Pad, pal, pam, pan, pat, pat. Notice the two pats at the end of that column. One is not capitalized. That indicates a pat like a pat on the back. The second pat is capitalized. That indicates a person's name. A proper name must start with a capital letter. So we know that Pat in this column is a name, and Pam is also a name because it also begins with a capital P. The sound of the letter R is R. Let's read the words together. Rag, ram, ran, rap, rat. Notice again, you're just putting the R sound in front of other sounds and words that are already familiar. The letter T, of course, is the sound T. Let's read the T column. Tab, tab, tad, tag, tan, tap, tax. Notice that the capital T's indicate that we have two names in this column, tab and tad. The sound of the letter V is V. And again, the first word in this column is also a name. We know that because it begins with a capital V. Val, van, vat. The sound of the letter W is W. And remember, when we read a word in a box, the pronunciation is slightly different. Wag, wax, was. The sound of the letter Y is Y. But before we read the words in the column, please note at the bottom of the page the letter K. The sound of the letter K is K. And we read it in the very first word. Y-ack, yak. Just to let you know, a yak is an ox-like animal native to Tibet. Let's read the words in the column. Yak, yam, yap. The sound of the letter Z is Z. And let's read these words. Zag, zap. You have now completed learning the short A with all the consonants in the English alphabet. Be sure to stop the tape and review this lesson by yourself and make sure you can read each and every word. Sam, we've learned all the consonants with the short A, haven't we?
Yes, we have, except for the letter Q.
And when will we learn that letter?
We'll learn the letter Q very shortly.
Okay, let's move on then to Lesson 10.